Jeff's Wonderland.
Welcome to the Wonderland. I'm Jeff, and this is episode 4 of Jeff's Wonderland. Now, if for some reason you've skipped over the first 3 episodes and have found yourself standing on this beach of mystery, wondering, what the hell is Jeff's Wonderland? Well, I'll tell you. Jeff's Wonderland is the contents of Jeff's head. That's me, Jeff, and my head, this thing up here with stuff in it. I felt at some point that it was very, very, very important for me to get that stuff out there. And there's more stuff coming in all the time. And I think some of it might be worth sharing. Well, you be the judge. We're going to find out. All right, so the first subject I want to broach today is meteorology. Why meteorology, I hear you ask? Not really, can't hear a damn thing except myself. But you would ask, and some of you probably are asking, so I'll answer. Meteorology, as most of us know, is the study of weather. Now, people go to university and they study meteorology and they come out as qualified meteorologists and they know stuff about patterns and rain and temperatures and all that stuff and all those words that I should have written down on a piece of paper here, making me sound super clever. But no, I don't want to give you that impression because I'm really not very clever. However, I have important things to say to the meteorologists of the world, and it starts with a great big sorry because we bag you all the time for getting it wrong. And they do get it wrong, a lot. Now, I feel kind of sorry for meteorologists because when they get something right, I reckon they have a big party, get out the cake, get out the champagne. We were right for a change. It must be difficult because you've got your global warming on one hand, you've got a whole lot of other variable factors that, you know, there's percentages. It must be all percentages. You know, there's a percentage of possibility, blah, blah, blah. But you've got to come up with 3 words. The weather is going to be fine yet cool tomorrow. Yeah, that may not really cover the possibilities. So, yeah, bit of sympathy there, folks, I think is due to our meteorologists. And meteorologists, if you're listening, thank you from me for giving us all something to talk about. That's important. Anyway, from there, I spring to another thought, and it's this. When I first came to Europe from Australia many years ago, it occurred to me that people were under the misguided impression that all Australians were happy. Now, I guess a lot of us are happy, and I couldn't figure this out. And then suddenly it occurred to me, it's because in Australia, the weather is so good, especially up north, you know, it's sunny and it's fine and it's pleasant. You've got the beach and the ocean, blah, 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 blah. Fantastic. Great. Yeah. Everybody would be happy with that. And that's just the point. We are spoiled rotten with weather in Australia. Spoiled rotten with it. A place like the UK, on the other hand, or Scandinavia, not so much. Beautiful countries, don't get me wrong. Great people. Love the landscape. Love the fjords. Love the rolling hills of England, but my God, people there can be so miserable. Is that surprising with the sort of weather that's being thrown at them? No, not really. I think it's amazing that they haven't all killed themselves. I think I would have. I remember in Germany years ago when I first came to Germany, and I live there now, the people in the stores in a town not far from here were all so incredibly unfriendly and unhelpful. And I could not figure it out. And as I walked out into the rain, which never seemed to let up, the thought occurred to me that maybe that had something to do with it. And I asked myself this question: how would I feel if I had to put up with that for the first 30 years of my life? Not real happy. How would I feel if I had to put up with it for my entire life? Because not everyone travels, you know. Not happy at all. Would I be miserable? Yeah. Would I take it out on other people? You bet I would, as often as I possibly could. So, I understand you, people of the UK and Europe. I understand your angst. I understand, that was totally the wrong word, angst is fear. Really? In German it is. But I understand your dissatisfaction with life sometimes as you put up with the drizzle and the cold and the wet and the slush and the snow. Horrible things which we do not have down under. And we should think ourselves bloody lucky that we don't. It is true, of course, that we have bushfires and cyclones and we can get a lot of rain and it can be a bit nasty from time to time. But what I'm talking about is just the general quotient of sunshine is so much greater in Australia than it is in Europe. And so that is why we all seem so happy. Now, speaking of happy, I recently produced a bit of happy in the form of a new album, because I am a musician by trade, that's what I do for a living, and I write songs. And so this one is the sixth album I've made since 1993, I think, or something like that, I can't remember. Anyway, it's been a long time. So yeah, and we're going to take one song from the album, play a bit of it, and then I'm going to talk about it a bit. If you want to hear the whole song, go onto Spotify or any of your other streaming services and you can find it there. Okay, the name of today's song is a little ditty which I like to call 7Ks. Now, 7Ks is an interesting song because pretty much all of the lyrics came into my head one afternoon when I was taking a walk, and I came back home and there it was. There was the song. And here it is, 7Ks.
You said that you weren't doing very well, and it ain't so hard for anyone to tell. These days I don't hear nothing much from you, but I'd really like to help you through. Just do what I can do.
Okay, the song is actually about a member of my family who was going through a bit of a tough time, and I was basically putting it out there saying, you know, I'm all ears, I'm here for you, I'm all ears. But of course, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Maybe lend you some perspective, I'll try to keep it real objective, but I don't have the relevant info. You know I can't read your mind, mofo.
Now, personally, I think that's a hell of a lyric, because how many verses can you think of in any song that you know that ends with the word mofo? The beautiful thing about that, too, is the subject of the song will know perfectly well that I'm talking about him. Yes, but I'm not going to tell you who it is. That's a secret. Can't give that away. Let's continue.
I'm walking 7K.
Okay, more like 4, if I'm to be honest.
And I'm trying to not get lost upon the way.
I have no sense of direction, so that part's true.
Getting as much fresh air in as I can.
Yep.
And the sun's out, so I'm getting me a tan.
Yeah, well, there you go. You see, there's that weather motif again. Okay, so at this point, I'm actually literally walking through the fields in what's classed as the Southern Black Forest in Germany, close to where I live. And suddenly I saw a deer. Now, the deers around here are very shy, so we didn't see it for very long. Then it ran off into the forest. And for some reason, into my head comes the line, I'll bet his name wasn't Horace. Don't ask me where the hell that came from, but it just did. So I thought, okay, next line. I just saw a deer. Okay, well, I'm going to play it and you'll get the picture. So this next bit literally is where my brain starts going weird. And the rest of the song is just a bit of fun, really.
Just saw a deer in the forest.
There he is. There's the deer over there. That's him. See?
I'll bet that his name wasn't Horace.
And then the lyric goes completely loopy.
They're either against us or they're for us.
What does that even mean?
And here, if I'm not mistaken, comes the chorus.
Okay, so pretty much. So then we go back into the chorus and there's another little funny bit right at the end, but I'm not going to tell you what that is because you can hear it when you check out the song on Spotify or wherever. Right, now we've come to one of the most eagerly anticipated segments of this program. Yes, it's theory time.
Yo, you can't know what you can't know. I'm going to tell you what I think I know. And I know what I know. This is what I know. Theory time.
Yes, welcome to Theory Time. Now, today is a very special edition of Theory Time because we are combining two segments of the show. We're combining Theory Time and Thought of the Day. Now, Theory Time is very short, and then it segues very cleverly into Thought of the Day. Now, the theory is this, that people are prepared to pay money for something in order to stop somebody else getting it. And only for that reason, all right? That, my friends, is my theory.
This is what I know. Theory time.
Yes, and of course, we're going to go straight into the next segment of the show.
Jeff's Thought of the Day.
I was thinking about something. I think it was the thought of the day. I think it was the thought of the day.
Okay, folks, so I'm going to cut right to it. My job is that of a piano entertainer. I play in piano bars. And so what that means is people will often come to me and say, can you play this song or that song? Given that I play the piano in a piano bar, one of the most popular requests is... yes, exactly. Piano Man from Billy Joel. Very good. Go to the top of the class. Now, quite often, piano players don't enjoy playing that song because they've played it a zillion times. And so here's what sometimes happens. A customer will come over to the piano player and he will say, excuse me, would you mind playing Piano Man? And the piano player will say, look, I'm really sorry, but the gentleman, he's over there somewhere, has given me $20 not to play that song. Now, the customer, who by this time has had a few drinks and really wants to hear his song, will say, what about I give you $30, would you play it then? And of course you look, you know, a little confused and a little disappointed and saying, oh, that other fellow's not going to like it, but sir, yes, all right, I'll play it for you, you've got a nice face. So you take the $30, play the song, bam, everybody wins. A little dishonest, yes, but hey, no one said that our job was easy, because it's not, and sometimes we've got to take those opportunities where we find them. So, my thought is that this could be taken a step further into the workplace. Let's say you work in an office and one day you don't turn up for work. So your boss calls you and says, Jim, you haven't come to work. What's the problem? Are you sick? And you say, no, Bill, it's not that. Somebody has given me €300 to stay in bed today. I'd like to help you out. But, you know, if you'd care to make it worth my while... I don't know if that's worth trying, but imagine you're a kid, right? And you're in bed and you don't want to get out of bed. So your mother says, Freddie, time to get out of bed. And Freddie says, Mom, somebody's given me $20 to stay in bed. But if you give me $30, I'll get up right now. Well, it is a thought, but somehow I don't think that would wash, at least not with my mum.
I think it was the thought of the day.
Yes, indeed, it was thought of the day, folks. And we've reached the end of another program. It's been a great time. I'm sorry we've gone over time a little bit by a couple of minutes. But hey, anyway, looking forward to talking at you again on the next thrilling episode of My Wonderland.
Gotta get back to Jeff's Wonderland.